Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning, 39 degrees. COVID cases may be spiking nationwide, but people are still traveling.
Despite the surge in cases across the country, Saturday and Friday were two of the busiest days at U.S. airports since the start of this pandemic. Now, before this weekend, the last time the TSA screened more than 1 million people in a single day was October 18th. The CDC strongly recommends people do not travel to lessen their chances of getting or spreading this deadly virus. But Chicago's busy O'Hare Airport saw heavy traffic on Friday, and some 670,000 passengers are expected to fly out of New York City airports over the holiday. And here at LAX, another huge travel hub, half of the airline seats were sold compared to last year when over 3 million people came through the airport for Thanksgiving.
Fox's Christina Coleman reporting.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has arrested a detention deputy who was introducing contraband to the Sedgwick County Jail.
The deputy, Braden Hoover Lane, was booked on 3 counts of traffic and contraband in a correctional institution and placed on unpaid suspension. He has been employed by the Sheriff's Office since September 2019. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says every alleged complaint is taken seriously and investigated thoroughly. They add, detention deputies are not above the law, and the Sheriff's Office will always investigate or assist in the investigation of any crime with the due diligence that the public entrusts in us. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Nearly 2 months after Governor Laura Kelly announced that Kansas would develop a unified strategy to ramp up coronavirus testing, the program is enough of a work in progress that even some of the state's contractors don't yet have all the details.
The state health department reported the equivalent of one in every 150 Kansas residents testing positive. Hospitals are struggling to handle the surge in COVID-19 patients. Kelly announced plans for the new testing strategy in late September. It calls for doubling Kansas's testing, catching outbreaks more quickly, and regularly screening vulnerable populations, including nursing home residents and public school students. The state is poised to spend as much as $87.5 million in federal coronavirus relief funds on the effort by year's end. The state last week announced contracts with 9 companies, the University of Kansas Health System and Wichita State University, to help execute the new testing strategy.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez reporting.
The Kansas legislature plans to spend about $3 million on technology upgrades.
State legislative leaders are hoping that people will be able to watch committee hearings and other functions, even if they can't leave their homes because of the coronavirus pandemic. The upgrades are designed to ensure that legislative committee rooms and even conference spaces are outfitted with audiovisual equipment to broadcast events to the public. The move comes as top lawmakers are starting to consider exactly how the legislature will conduct business after it convenes its next annual session in January. The upgrades will include better support for meetings conducted with video conferencing. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
This week, the Kansas State High School Activities Association will make a decision on whether to push back high school winter sports in Kansas because of the rising number of COVID-19 cases. Some want the season to begin in mid-January. The association says teams may still practice at this time. The board of directors will hold a special meeting tomorrow to vote on the proposed plan.
No arguments for the Supreme Court this week, but the justices could decide which cases will take up the docket early next year.
Justices won't hear oral arguments this Thanksgiving week, and it's unlikely opinions are coming so early in the new term. But several petitions are still in play, including a question of Medicaid work requirements and whether a university can sanction students for off-campus political speech. So far, the Supreme Court has largely avoided questions surrounding the November election, but attorneys for President Trump's campaign suggest the justices could intervene. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture increases from the south, we have widespread clouds, and that will lead to a few scattered showers here at mid-morning. Today, breezy with a high 49. A near steady temperature overnight, our low in the upper 40s, then rain and even a few thunderstorms tomorrow. Tuesday's high 58. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny and 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 39 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 7:35 here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. It's Monday. That means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And Thanksgiving this week. You got big plans? You going anywhere?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No.
No,
we're staying in. We're going to have a small Thanksgiving with our immediate family here. I don't want to put my mother-in-law or my any of my other family members at risk of potentially catching this thing. You know, we've had some positive tests, I guess, over at City Hall. And the weird thing about this virus is you can have it and not even know it. So we're just going to go ahead and sit this one out.
I think a lot of people are making that decision, being really limited in how many people they put together. Yeah. Well, we've got some good news recently for the community, especially the 737 MAX could be back in the air soon. That doesn't mean we're going to have an immediate impact in Spirit, but somewhere down the line, that could be some pretty good news for Wichita.
Yeah, we're in a good spot for recovery once we, you know, get through this the virus. We not only will have the MAX, you know, back in the air and hopefully back to production, but in the meantime, Spirit has taken some steps to diversify and to, you know, make sure that they're not, or our local economy isn't just so reliant on one airplane. And other businesses have done the same, particularly the supply chain, gone out and found other work to do to make sure that, you know, we have that diversification. So adding those MAX jobs back into our economy, we're going to be a better place than we were, I believe, a year ago.
One of the things that, if you can see a silver lining in this kind of thing, you know, we have these recessions from time to time. There are people who, their businesses, frankly, just, they can't survive and they go under. But a lot of these people who are small business people, most of them, in fact, are pretty good risk takers. And they're ready for a new idea sometimes to start all over again. Sometimes some great new companies come out of the dark shadows of this kind of thing, like a pandemic. So there could be some bright new spots on the horizon here in the next few months.
You know, Wichita is known for innovation, and we have that entrepreneurial culture here. One of the interesting things, if we're looking for silver linings, is that, you know, some folks, when they lose their job or they're furloughed, that's when they decide to start their own business, you know, and kind of follow that dream that they've had. And here in Wichita, we encourage that type of thinking. We have a ton of resources. But yeah, just like what you're saying, people who are entrepreneurs, business owners, they adapt. They're, you know, what's called agile. They respond to the environment. And yeah, a lot of them have responded pretty well, given this is the worst recession we've had since, you know, maybe 2010. It could be even worse than that if you add in, you know, all the other effects of the coronavirus. So We're going to see, I think, a bounce back, and hopefully we'll be stronger for it. Like I said, we never fully diversified when you compare what we did to other cities after the Great Recession. We can go a long way when it comes to advanced manufacturing, getting to that diversification point where, you know, we're less susceptible to the ups and downs of one industry.
Pandemic hangs on, and, you know, we've got these – we want people to mask up. There's going to be a media campaign and so forth. The figures are just too high. Any anticipation that we're going to start getting a handle on this? Maybe the numbers will come down as far as the number of people infected and so forth?
You know, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And it kills me to say that. I mean, our hospitals are in a pretty bad spot right now. They're literally to the point where if this gets much worse, folks who show up for other conditions might not get a bed. So we really need all hands on deck to make sure that people, people are taking this seriously and hopefully not taking up a hospital bed. But just like the report you guys just talked about where folks are traveling, I think that there's a lot of people who just believe this can't happen to me and my family, or that if I had this, I would know it. I would be careful enough where I won't be one of these, I think it was one out of 150 people in Kansas who has this virus. So I sadly, I'm sure we'll have a bump in about a week or two. It was the Halloween bump because we discussed how dangerous it was during Halloween, and that Halloween bump is what we were dealing with last week. So it might get worse before it gets better, but I do think that talking about this seriously and having these PR campaigns to kind of get the truth out there is helpful. So hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully these numbers will start going down.
Well, Thanksgiving's 2 days away. Do you have as a mayor of Kansas' largest city, do you have a little Thanksgiving message you'd like to share with our listeners out there?
You know, just the thought that we are ending what has been one of the worst years for Wichita. We're marching towards the end in with the holiday season. And although this has been tough, I think there's a lot to still be thankful for once we take the time to reflect on that. So I am glad that we have the holiday season coming up. I think it's going to be a tremendous distraction from all the craziness of this year. And yeah, I'm going to be, although it's been a rough year to be mayor, I still have a lot to be thankful for, so I'm looking forward to this week reflecting on that.
All right. Thank you, sir. All of our best to you and your family, and hope you have a safe Thanksgiving. Well,
you too, guys. Thank you. Have a Thanksgiving.
You bet. Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, this morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal missing out on Space Command HQ. He's going to be talking about that. That's on the way with Steve and Ted. Now our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's Retirement Tip.
Good morning. It's time to rise and retire.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.